I can tell you about our next book as well. Bronwyn Whaley-Gibb of the University Bookshop Dunedin is with us. Kia ora, Bronwyn.
Hello.
Now, you've been reading Wintertime by Lawrence Fearnley, who's a wonderful, wonderful New Zealand writer. And how does she do this time?
Oh, look, I was just thrilled to read this. I think it's the best novel I've read this year so far. It's amazing. It's part of her group of novels that she's working on where she's looking at various senses, and she's done one on scent, and this one is on touch. And touch in the sense of how lives touch each other and the connections that we make and what happens when our lives don't touch each other and absence and isolation. It's set in the Mackenzie country, and I tell you what, reading it on a chilly New Zealand, you know, Dunedin day, it's spectacular. It's wonderful.
So take us through how she approaches her subject this time, how she takes us there.
Well, she always writes about people's interior lives really in a way that I think is very real. And in this story, Roland has returned to the Mackenzie country. His brother has just died, and he's come in to close up the freezing cold family home and do the business about sort of funerals and getting things sorted out. And Roland arrives, and he's been living in warm, sort of luscious Sydney, and he arrives in the Mackenzie country, and it's freezing, and it takes him back to his childhood and the life that they had as a family in this family home. And the things that have happened to this family, there were two brothers, a sister, and Roland ends up looking after, as a young man, looking after his siblings because his mother dies and his father has long disappeared. And so he's come back, and suddenly he starts thinking about all these people who have gone from his life for one reason or another. And he's the last of the family. And he's in this small town, which is based on, but it's not, I don't think it's supposed to be Kekapo, but it's called Matariki, small town beside a lake that's very beautiful, and there's lots of tourists coming, and he's there sort of processing what's happening to him and going out into the landscape and really thinking about some of these things and how they've affected his life. And then in amongst it, there's controversy going on in the small town between hunters, colours, conservationists and developers. And somebody has started to put things on social media pretending to be Roland and saying really controversial things and really awful things, and it's all starting to get very dark and a bit scary because everybody's got guns and is very wound up about their various viewpoints on whether to cull the Himalayan tower or not. And he doesn't know who's doing this. And so you get this sense of a small town slightly curdling. There's lots of gossip going on at the same time as he is having this amazing sort of experience of grieving for not just the brother who's just died, but his whole family, really.
Mm. Is it more strongly plot-driven, perhaps, than some of her previous work?
I thought so at first. There was this mystery going on about who is doing this stuff on social media, why are they doing it, what is going to happen as a result of it. But so that's one side of it. But there's also this amazing sort of Roland in this incredible landscape. And one thing that Lawrence Fearnley does really well is she writes very elegantly and to the point about landscape. There's not passages and passages of flowing, flowery description. It gives you a real sense of the hardness and the beauty of that landscape and what growing up in it perhaps does to you. So I thought it was a really good balance between this plot of this mystery about what's going on and his interior life and his life described in Sydney, which is warm and happy, and he's having some problems with his boyfriend, but it's a very different life to the life that he has to live back in the Mackenzie country.
So, you know, as we said, we've had several of them. I can still remember that wonderful one about the diving. Oh, I've forgotten the name of that. It was the last one I read of Lawrence's, actually. When you look at her oeuvre, has she hit the mark again?
Absolutely. It was quite something, and I felt really connected to the characters, and I felt like you could meet them and you could completely understand. And she's captured something really special.
Thank you very much. Bronwyn Wiley-Gibber, the University Bookshop Dunedin, has reviewed Wintertime by Lawrence Fearnley. It's published by Penguin, $36 the price.